Live and local with Monica J. 99.1 is FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad you're with me today. 884-9910. If you'd like to call in and express your point of view, talk about something I haven't talked about yet today, but I've got a couple of different things here I'm going to reach out to you with and hope it strikes a nerve. You don't have to call in about it, but I hope it strikes a nerve with you to understand how our government has gotten out of control and how the media has gotten out of control as well. This is why I don't usually talk about this, but I'm going to gush here for just one second. I got studios everywhere. I've got a studio in Carson City. I've got a studio here in Reno off of Plum Lane. I've got the capability to take my studio anywhere I want to go. That's why I've done shows live before out at Peavine for the squatting issue. And I also have a studio here at home. And that's where I am right now, which is very relaxing because I can't imagine working anywhere else where someone would come in and just set a cup of black tea in a jar of honey next to me. My honey did that because my honey works from home as well. So I gotta tell you, I don't know if it's, I should feel the love, which I know I do. I totally feel the love every day. That's why we don't celebrate Valentine's Day, because we know we love each other. But, or is it just that thing, he's being forced to listen to me right now and he doesn't like the way I sound either? No, I'm going to take it as the first one. I'm going to take it as the undying love and concern. This puts a smile on my face. I'm going to get to Dr. Ron Paul here in just a minute from Kelly's comments in the last hour. But if you want to hear a great story, then you have to look up lefties calling for Chris Matthews firing. You know, Chris Matthews, he's that loudmouth on MSNBC. And I can't even watch those people. I don't see how anybody can. They're just, when commentators or news people just scream at you because you don't agree with their political leanings, which there's no such thing as non-biased media. Everybody has their bias. Chris Matthews made a statement, a comment about winning the Nevada caucus. He compared Bernie winning Nevada to France falling to the Nazis in 1940. Oh, he compared it to Nazi. Okay. Compared Bernie to Nazis. Seems a little odd. Twitter, Facebook, social media in general lit it up with him to be fired. Chris Matthews just compared Bernie Sanders, a Jewish man whose relatives were killed by the Nazis, to the Nazi army. He should be fired immediately. Chris Matthews has been generous to me on a number of occasions, even blurbing my book. However, his constant references to political violence and today Nazism to describe Bernie Sanders' campaign is beyond the pale. Even though his campaign employees, people that actually work for him, have been talking about how they're going to light up, you know, the different cities if he doesn't win, and non-followers will have to be put into re-education camps is pretty dang funny. They compare President Trump to Nazis and Hitler, the media does, on a daily basis. And nobody says a word. Nobody says anything. Even though the left, and Bernie especially, surrounds himself with the most outspoken anti-Semites, it's just mind-boggling. But I think the moral outrage suddenly by people, because the word Nazi was thrown around, as some of them are putting, nilly-willy or willy-nilly, comparing Bernie to some of the worst people in history, if not the worst, it makes their minds explode. Which I have to tell you is just putting a smile on my face like you wouldn't believe. The hypocrites on the left are definitely showing themselves. Just to make a perfect example, excuse me, most people know what GLAAD is, right? The Gay and Lesbian Alliance or something, diversity, something like that. But they're literally the leading watchdog for gays, lesbians, bisexual, transgender, that community, for the LGBTQ community. Well, President, excuse me, a gentleman has made derogatory comments about gays and lesbians, and especially transgenders. And he's speaking his mind. Of course, he always apologizes for whatever, you know, he's saying at the time or whatever he's done in the past. But this guy said some guy wearing a dress, but he also used the pronoun it to reference the individuals. So calling this human being it. If President Trump called somebody it, a transgender person, said it's wearing a dress or it's doing that, GLAAD would have roasted President Trump. Once again, he's homophobic. He's against the LGBT community. Blah, 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 blah. But the person who said this is Bloomberg. Why aren't they saying anything about Bloomberg? Could it be that they are actually partners? Yeah. Yeah. GLAAD, their annual report actually showed that Bloomberg LP became a corporate partner back in 2014. So there you have it. If you have money and if you donate to their cause, give them big dollars, they're not going to criticize you. They'll even help you. So it doesn't matter what any of the Democrat candidates have done, what they've said, anything that people might see as a transgression. It is not going to matter one bit. The only thing that matters is if you have an R behind your title or your name as a politician, or if you are somebody who votes for them, or if you are President Trump. Those are the only people that they'll attack for saying anything. It's just the way it is. Going back to Dr. Paul, as Kelly had brought up in the last hour, no party is perfect. Dr. Ron Paul is a libertarian, and he has always promoted libertarian ideas. And the Republican Party did to Dr. Paul exactly what the Democrats have been doing and are doing to Bernie Sanders. He's not their candidate. He's not who they want to run. You saw it with the 2016 election. Before that, when they had their convention, and it was Clinton against Sanders. It was rigged for Clinton. It'll be rigged for probably, in my opinion, Clinton again. But here's what I see happening. It will be rigged for Biden. And Biden will choose a female VP to run with him. And that'll be Hillary Clinton. I don't care that she says that she's not into it. But they are going to do the same thing. Republicans got smart because they tried to do that against Trump. But we, the people, said no. Because when you look back at what Ron Paul was fighting for, you know, he was basically the godfather of the Tea Party movement. When it comes to the Federal Reserve and the tax policy, something that all of us question on a daily basis, he doesn't even know why that is in existence. And it's true. If you look at the Constitution, if you were looking at how we were actually made up, there are a lot of government entities that should not be in existence. The states are supposed to be handling all this stuff. And even politicians like Nancy Pelosi are trying to get around that. They're trying to get rid of the Electoral College. And they will continue. They will do whatever they can to keep control. Look at Harry Reid. Harry Reid is P.O.'d. The man is mad. Why? Because he deals with the union. He deals with that big old union down in Las Vegas. The union told the workers do not vote for Bernie Sanders. Especially on Medicare for All, do not vote for him. Well, they did. They said to hell with the union and they voted for Bernie. So where does that lead? Well, now Harry Reid wants to get rid of the caucus. Should be a primary. Every vote counts. That's funny because I have a feeling that it would have turned out the exact same way. Remember Harry Reid screaming for the nuclear option? Yeah. People are waking up to how he's destroyed this country and the things that he continues to do from his throne in Las Vegas and in Washington, D.C. They think we forget these things, but we don't. That's why the elephant is the symbol of the GOP. We'll be back after this quick break here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an iPhone, get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Oh, yeah. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910, and there is just nobody I love talking to better than one of the founders of the Fight for Nevada campaign and the Recall Sisolak campaign. That is Barney Wadley. Hi, Barney. Thanks for joining me. Or we will have Barney in just a second, as soon as we hit the button. Hi, Barney.
Hi, Monica. I hope you're feeling a lot better.
Oh, you know, I do. I feel fabulous. I just sound like death, like Kathleen Turner after she smoked a whole pack.
Well, I just wanted to call in real quick between people coming up to my table and give you a real quick update on the progress of our signature campaign.
Are you out and about somewhere right now?
Right now I am sitting in front of the Dayton Library in one of the parking spaces. And we have been extremely busy all morning collecting signatures, so it's great.
Barney, why are you in the parking lot?
Well, we are having a problem getting into the Dayton Senior Center. And since the Dayton Senior Center is right next to the Dayton Library, we decided that we would set up in the parking lot since it's a beautiful morning. And that way we can catch both the people from the senior center and the library and the people bringing their kids to school in the morning and picking them up in the afternoon. So it works out great for us.
Okay. As long as it's working out great for you. Why are you in the parking lot? Why aren't you on the sidewalk or something?
Yeah, it's fantastic. We're set up in the perfect spot here in Dayton. In the afternoons, we go down to the S&S Valero store, which is on the west end of Dayton between the gas station and our park, and people are just being so supportive. It's incredible.
So we've had a little bit of an issue that businesses are businesses. They have to be available to all parties, all people. And so there are some businesses that have the petition, but they don't want to be mentioned. How can people get that information? Can they call you directly and say, you know, I'm more in this area? Is there a place over here where I can go?
Everything is pretty much on the website. A lot of the businesses that don't want their name mentioned, their address is on the website. If you have any problems at all finding the location, you can always go to our website, www.fightfornevada.com, and at the bottom it says Contact Us. You can click on that and write your message. A lot of people have done it, and okay. We've steered them in the correct direction.
That sounds, you guys, you have everything covered. Every time I come up with a question, and I want to thank you for agreeing to speak at the Mount Rose Republican Women's Committee dinner on Wednesday night. You're going to be one of our guest speakers along with Jeff Church, and you can still sign up to be a part of the dinner if you'd like. All you have to do is go to the website for Mount Rose Republican Women, or contact me too. Dinner's just $30 if you're not a member, or you can, hey, join, become a member. Then you get a price break on dinner, and you get to be a part of a really, really cool club, which I have
said. It is.
First vice president of, so it's, you know, I'm kind of biased on that.
I'm very, very happy to be able to speak there, too. This is a great organization, and I think that we'll be able to enlighten some of the attendees. And so I'm excited about speaking.
All right. Well, I will see you Wednesday. Barney, thank you for calling in with the update. Again, that's fightfornevada.com. And yeah, there are still people who are wondering why the recall process is going on, why we don't just wait. Because it's our right. When somebody is going against the U.S. Constitution and the Nevada Constitution and taking away your rights, you have to stand up. You stand up to bullies. You fight. You fight for the state of Nevada and its residents. And that's exactly what we're doing. And we're going to be back and fight for more of your tax dollars, for you to keep them in your pocket, especially if you live in Douglas County. I'm going to give you an update on what's happening on Thursday right after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live and local right now, Monica Jay on KKFT.
It is the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. And this is something that a lot of people have been talking about. Oh, first off, I want to go back to that other story about Reno Ice. Okay, so the rink. All that money that was put together. Because people saw the need. You know, an ice rink. Woohoo! How cool is that? That's a great ad. I remember I used to live in an area that had an indoor ice rink, and people loved it. There's nothing better than when it's 110 outside to go ice skating. But I digress. The point of me bringing that up again is all of those millions of dollars, that was privately funded. They didn't say, hey, let's go to the city of Reno and let's get, you know, everybody taxed and let's do a special assessment district and we need this, so blah, blah, blah. Didn't do that. Unlike what's going on in State Line right now in Douglas County. And I want to give you the heads up, because on February 27th, I guess that's Thursday, so this Thursday, at the Tahoe Transportation Center on US 50 and State Line. Tahoe Transportation Center. The Tahoe Douglas Visitors Authority is going to bring everybody up to speed on the event center, the Tahoe South Event Center. The one that's supposed to go in there next to Mont Bleu. How convenient for Mont Bleu. Isn't that nice? Well, it's going to be about $34.25 million. But that money is going to be taxpayer dollars. Increase taxes until 2045, so 25 years of increased taxes. And we know what happens when taxes are increased. That's one of the reasons that Sisolak is being sued right now, is he didn't let sunsetting taxes sunset. He also didn't do it with a two-thirds majority vote. And then there were some other taxes that he's been messing with. Wasn't there this whole, didn't some fight start over taxation without representation? That was a while ago. But it was a big fight. Now, because of tribal gaming and revenues not being back up pre-recession, some people feel that this event center will compete with the tribal gaming in California. Let me tell you, I've been to a couple of tribal casinos. I wanted to see what they were like. We have the best casinos in anywhere. They're friendly, they're personal, bright lights, all that great stuff. I don't live in Douglas County. But if they're saying it's because of the added competition from the tribal gaming, then somebody is selling you a bill of goods. And it is not one of those, if you build it, they will come. It's not. It's not going to make any difference to people in California that go to the tribal casinos. They go to the tribal casinos because it's close for them. So you need to make it extra exciting at the casinos and the venues that are there. Tahoe is an amazing gem of a place. People don't go there just to gamble and see shows. People go there for the skiing. They go there for water skiing or snow skiing. They go for the recreation during the day and in the evening. If you want to entice more people to come to Tahoe, then you need to clean up the damn streets. Every time I go up there, my husband and I like to do the loop. We start at the north end and we drive all the way around the lake. Takes us about 3.5 hours. I tell you, the worst roads are in Nevada. The worst parking is in Nevada. You've gotten yourself into this. You've built everything so close together with no parking, especially if it snows. Increased prices on everything where you're not giving people what they want. An event center is not going to make a difference. But that is just my opinion. 884-9910, if you've got an opinion on it. But when something like this is done, if you feel it's that needed, then the people who are taking advantage of it should be paying for it. And that's the casinos. they should all be pooling their money. I mean, it's not like they're local casinos. The majority of them are big corporate-owned casinos. Don't put this on the backs of the taxpayers. Especially when that tax is going to be the majority of Douglas County, which isn't anywhere around the lake. Just a thought. But if you want to be in on this meeting and you want to have a say about your taxes, you better go to that meeting. I know this is going to suck for you, but it's at 1:30 in the afternoon. You might want to call up the boss and say, I need a sick day. Or, you know, maybe your boss doesn't want to pay those taxes either. Why not put a little carpool together and drive on up? Because this is no difference than the city of Reno, by the way, which we'll be hearing about increased taxes and special assessment districts on the 26th. Putting in millions and billions of dollars, double digits, to repair roads, a lot of them, for a special assessment district in Reno. On your backs. You already pay taxes. Why do you need to pay more to get your roads fixed? Why? You need to be at that meeting demanding an answer. Where has the money gone that is supposed to be maintaining these roads? And now I have to pay more for it. Guess what? It's also going for the sewer system. Do you remember when Mayor Sheevy decided to do her big thing and get more housing? More affordable housing? What was one of the incentives to the developers to get going on projects? They put off the sewer fees. But boy, isn't she pumping it up that she looks so good that we're getting all these new apartments and condos and houses, places for people on a sewer system that can't maintain them and is now pushing the cost onto you because of the sweetheart deals that the developers got. Why aren't you on the phone to the city of Reno? Why aren't you 10 emails in to every single member of the Reno City Council, including the mayor, the Washoe County commissioners? How can you let the city do stuff like this that is in your county? Screaming your heads off. Because it's not just them. More taxes are coming everywhere. More taxes are going to be coming from the state. More taxes are going to be coming from the feds, especially if a socialist is elected. When are you going to finally say it's enough? Stop robbing me. And not even legally. Stop illegally robbing me. If your taxes are going to be raised in this so-called special assessment district, I say put it to a vote of the people. We need to change this system. Because we're all just working for the system. We're not working to better our lives. I mean, think about it. Why can't you send your kids to college? Because you're already paying to send other people's kids to college. And yet there are still people that call themselves Democrats. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's live and local FM Talk. And he's tired of hearing me talk because of the way I sound.
What?
It's Jerry Evans joining us right now. Hey, Jerry.
What's wrong with the way you sound? I don't notice anything different.
I know. I've heard people actually, text me and say I sound kind of sexy.
Well, keep it that way then, I guess.
Okay. So what would you like to...
Hang on a second. Craig, I got a terrible buzz in my headphones. I can't even hear Monica.
That would be
whatever you plugged in there is... There we go. There we go. That's better. Okay, newsflash, which is that, first of all, when you started off talking about how you were feeling at the beginning of the show in Obamacare and et cetera, I wanted to just, in case anybody forgot why we still have Obamacare and the tie-in to Nevada, which is Dean Heller. Thank you, Dean.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that vote. And you know the way that vote went down supposedly was he waited until after, and I can't confirm this, and I looked and looked and looked. I spent a lot of time trying to find out about this, but he supposedly waited until John McCain voted and then voted. But I'm not certain about that. But you're walking around, you're still happy with the health care you have now. Although I will say, in particular, it's better, but it's better than worthless, slightly better than worthless. But you can always thank Dean Heller when you see him around town for keeping Obamacare.
Yeah, the first mistake was siding with anything that John McCain did. That's like siding with Sandoval, one of the biggest rhinos in government history.
Yeah, and how did Dean Heller get in that Senate seat in the first place? Not by winning it, but by being appointed to it, by Bernie Sandoval, as we call him. Speaking of Bernie, that's the one point I wanted to make up. So a newsflash is that we now know, last number I saw was 54.2%. So half of the Democrat Party in Nevada is a socialist party. So half of the Democrats, more than half, are apparently, they like that socialism thing. Unaware of Venezuela and a few other countries that have gone down that path. But so there you go. There's the Nevada Democrat Party for you.
What gets me, Jerry, is how can they be socialist? Because they didn't vote the way they were told to vote. The union told them not to vote for Bernie, and they went against them.
You know, and they do whatever they want, because if they don't get what they want, then there's a revolution. It's way beyond my pay scale to try to figure out what these people are thinking when they think that the government that we already know does such a blank job of doing what they do. As Dennis Miller said once, the government is crap with everything they do, which is pretty much true. So you think a government that's bad enough already can do even better when they have more control over literally everything?
Well, if I were to take a wild guess by watching all of the people who were taking part in that caucus that worked at the casinos and, had their uniforms and stuff on, I would venture to guess that they want everything socialist. Because then they won't have to work for what few benefits they do get.
Yeah. Your first three words, they want everything, and they want you to pay for it. They
exactly.
Don't, no. Hey, well, listen, not to barge in on your show, but I just there's the plain as day.
Plain
Nevada
as day.
Democrat Party is over half are socialist.
Yep. Early voting, and caucus. And once again, Harry Reid getting in the thick of it now and saying, no, 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 this isn't going to happen again. So he wants to switch it to a primary. Just keep listening to Harry Reid, and this state is just going to tank. So thank you, Jerry, for your opinions. I appreciate you coming in on the show. And just so you know, just like the legislators we have here in the state of Nevada, in all the years in Congress, Bernie Sanders, or let's go to Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren has introduced 110 bills. Two of them actually passed. They're just wasting our time and wasting our money so they get a paycheck and we pay for it. I'll see you tomorrow. I'll join you tomorrow. Hopefully, I'm going to keep sucking on my black tea and honey and sound a lot better. Keep it locked on.